Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today, we continue our discussion of healing in body. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are all sinners, and sin is like a cancer. The only healing balm for the cancer of sin is Jesus our Lord. We bring our cancerous sin to Jesus in contrition and repentance, and He touches us. He touches us. He touches you. And we are pure, healthy, and clean again in soul. And the ordinary and most efficacious way that this happens is in the confessional, where our Lord Jesus waits for us. He waits for you in the person of the priest, in persona Christi, in order to pour His healing balm into your soul to make your soul pure and clean again. And this healing balm is one at a great price. It is His most precious blood, which is poured out upon you and makes you as pure as you were on the day of your baptism. Listen to Matthew 8:1-3. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed Him. And then a leper approached, did Him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." End of quote. Cancer-like leprosy is a strong representation of sin. Quote, "He stretched out His hand, touched Him, and said, 'I will do it. Be made clean.'" His leprosy was cleansed immediately, Matthew 8, 1-3. Listen, Jesus is not stingy with his healing balm. He is not stingy with mercy. Why do you think he died on the cross in such a horrible and painful way, if not to bring mercy to you? What other reason does the church have to exist than to be a dispenser of mercy, the mercy of God? Yes, the leper asked, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." What did Jesus say? Of course he said, "I will do it. I will do it. Be made clean." And what happened to the leprosy? It was cleansed immediately. Jesus touched him, the gospel says. Jesus touched him. What rapture there is in the touch of our Lord Jesus, and he wants to touch you. Jesus' healing touch is there for each of us, for you, for the asking, anytime and every time we seek it, or shall we say, accept it. As I make these analogies with regard to sin, it is important to state that I am not denying the reality of the physical illnesses and healings recorded in Scripture. These miracles truly occurred. I am simply commenting on a much more profound spiritual meaning represented in the Word of God, which is infinite and beautiful and sublime in its depth and meaning. You see, we can never exhaust the meaning of Scripture. It is the Word of God. It is infinite. I'm not an expert on the following. However, I have heard the theory that there are cancer cells that occur in every person's body during the course of his lifetime. These are normally kept in check by a person's healthy immune system. Well, Jesus, our Lord, is our healthy immune system. Without him, we would be ravaged very quickly by the cancer of temptation and sin. Jesus acts through the sacraments of his church, for example, through baptism and through his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, and through the sacrament of reconciliation, also called penance or confession. He who keeps us healthy through his word in Scripture and through our prayer, which is, or at least should be, the very fresh air we breathe for the soul and spirit that we breathe at every moment. We breathe in the Holy Spirit. We breathe out the Holy Spirit. It is good to come to our Lord Jesus for his mercy often so that he can kill off the minor vestiges of the cancer of sin that are trying to gain a hold on us. The medicine of Jesus's body, blood, soul, and divinity, which we Catholics have the profound privilege to receive in Holy Communion, is the remedy that transforms and incorporates our body, blood, soul, and spirit into our infinitely healthy and holy Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Then, once the divine physician, our Lord Jesus, pours his healing balm, the antidote to sin, over us through no merit of our own, our Heavenly Father in common sees Jesus when he looks at us. Our Heavenly Father sees Jesus when he looks at you, and he is well pleased. Quote, "And a voice came from the heavens saying, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" Matthew 3:17. That is what the sacraments do. They transform you and I into other Jesuses, into beloved children of our heavenly, merciful Father. And our Father, when he looks at us, sees Jesus, and he can say about you, "This is my beloved child. This is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased." Yes, that's you. Jesus, our Lord, is the ultimate chemotherapy for the cancer of sin. In an encounter in the confessional, or in the extraordinary way of a heartfelt, perfect contrition for sins, Jesus pours out the always and completely curative chemotherapy of his mercy. and the cancer of sin is obliterated instantaneously and completely. We are covered by His precious, so very precious blood through which we have remission of sins. The very perfect and healthy blood of our Lord Jesus courses through our veins, reaching every hidden room in our soul, washing everything clean. Nothing is left with the slightest stain. Yes, that's what happens when the priest, when Jesus in the person of the priest raises his hands and says, praise, pours out the beautiful words of absolution, which bring such peace, the kind of peace the world cannot give. I'd like to share a short experience, a story about my daughter Bridie. When my daughter Bridie was 6 years old, she had her first confession with special permission, and she came out of the confessional with a huge angelic smile, and she actually pumped her fists in the air saying, yes, yes. What joy she exuded knowing that any sins were washed away by the precious blood of Jesus through his priest and simply from the power and love that was poured out into her soul. We can learn so much. We can learn so much from the innocence and simplicity of children. I, for one, am trying to learn from and emulate Bridie's example of appreciating the sublime sacrament even more. One can never value the profound sacrament of reconciliation that is confession enough, as it cost the very blood and sweat and pain and death of our Lord Jesus to make it available to us, to make it available to you. And I am still trying to learn much from Bridie because she has much to teach me, as do all innocent, beautiful children created in God's image and likeness. And God will often use modern medicine to affect our physical cure. God often works through our wonderful, dedicated, compassionate medical personnel, and this has been my experience. Yes, a great gift. What a noble profession is the medical profession. Science, including medicine, should not decrease our faith in God. It should not decrease our faith. It ought to increase our faith, for all things are created by God. He gave us everything on earth to develop for our use and for our good. Quote, God created man in his image, in the divine image he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them, saying to them, be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. God looked at everything he had made and he found it very good. Genesis 1, 27 to 31. By the way, God made you and he finds you very good. Oh yes, he sure does. I thought I heard a doubt. Don't doubt it. God made you very good. As for God working through modern medicine, we turn to the beautiful book of Sirach 38, 1 to 15. What a shame it is that our Protestant brothers and sisters in Jesus our Lord do not have access to this book and some other books in their Bibles. Let's pray for a complete, complete unity one day as brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus. Well, we'll take a quick break and we're going to come back to talk more about healing in body, and I will specifically share this beautiful passage from Sirach. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you. We will be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our discussion of healing in body. So what does Scripture have to say about medical science, prayer, and faith? Listen to Sirach 38:1 to 15. Hold the physician in honor, for he is essential to you. And God it was who established his profession. From God, the doctor has his wisdom, and the king provides for his sustenance. His knowledge makes the doctor distinguished and gives him access to those in authority. God makes the earth yield healing herbs, which the prudent man should not neglect. Was not the water sweetened by a twig, that men might learn his power? He endows men with the knowledge to glory in his mighty works, through which the doctor eases pain and the druggist prepares his medicines. Thus, God's creative work continues without cease in its efficacy on the surface of the earth. My son, when you are ill, delay not, but pray to God who will heal you. Flee wickedness. Let your hands be just. Cleanse your heart of every sin. Offer your sweet-smelling oblation and petition, a rich offering according to your means. Then give the doctor his place, lest he leave, for you need him too. There are times that give him an advantage, and he too beseeches God that his diagnosis may be correct and his treatment bring about a cure. He who is a sinner toward his maker will be defiant toward the doctor. End of quote. Do you see how medical science is all part of God's creation? How God works through medical science? He will often work this way to heal you, to cure you, if it is according to his most perfect and holy plan for you, his beloved. So Scripture counsels us, delay not, but pray to God who will heal you. Modern medicine is good and should be utilized, but mixed with our prayers, almsgiving, and avoidance and cleansing of sin out of love of God. Perhaps to the point I can share one of my many cancer sojourn experiences with you as a means of hope for you. On November 12, 2010, I noticed the beginning of a rash on my belly and inner thigh. The rash was mild that day when I saw my oncologist. We suspected a drug reaction to moxifloxacin, if I'm pronouncing it right, an antibiotic I had been taking for 16 days to treat pneumonia, a side effect of my leukemia and treatment, both having a significant effect on reducing my immune system. we decided to discontinue the antibiotic. By Saturday, November 13th, the rash was 20 times worse. I also developed a fever and increased pulse. The doctor on call at Northwestern Memorial Hospital suggested that I go to the emergency room that evening. In the course of the evening, my temperature soared over 103 degrees. I was admitted to the hospital once again, the sixth time in approximately 1 year. My fever was quickly brought under control, but the rash became enormously worse. The rash had spread from my feet to the top of my head. Eventually, the only part of my body spared were the palms of my hands and the soles of my feet. The rash ended up covering my body almost completely with little or no unaffected skin surface. My entire body turned red, with the lower extremities turning especially bright red thanks to a combination, apparently, of the rash and low platelets, wherein I was bleeding into the skin. My wife, Kathleen, said that I looked like a graphic picture we have of our Savior Jesus, head to toe after his scourging. Various teams of doctors came into my room, including both a regular team on the floor and an infectious disease team and a dermatology team. The rash also developed blisters. I felt and apparently looked very much like Job, who was struck from head to toe with something that sounds familiar. Quote, "So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with severe boils from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd to scrape himself as he sat among the ashes." Job 2:7-8. I was quarantined. The medical team had to cover their bases, and they came up with various theories on what might be the cause of my rash. A number of the doctors referred to my rash as very impressive. What an interesting compliment. Should I have been proud of my rash, having impressed all these doctors? Just what I always wanted, to impress people with my rash. The infectious disease and dermatology team requested permission to take pictures of the rash, which they were so impressed with, which I agreed to. One doctor nonchalantly told me that it might be a certain virus, in which case I might well die. He seemed very nonchalant about the way he said it. Well, overall, the doctors and medical personnel at Northwestern Memorial Hospital were overwhelmingly great, talented, and very empathetic. I am especially grateful to my hematologists, oncologists, and to the doctor who oversaw my stem cell transplant. I cannot say enough well about them. I am exceedingly grateful to them all. Next, all of my important blood counts plummeted, including white counts, but especially my platelets, which dropped very rapidly, from 99,000 on November 12th down to 12,000 on November 17th. Once they drop under 10,000, a transfusion is generally needed as there is a risk of spontaneous internal bleeding, which can lead to death. The situation appeared bleak. My rash had eventually turned purple and looked like it would take an awfully long time to heal. During this time in the hospital, I was really not feeling very bad physically. I kept up exercise and most especially my prayer life. I prayed the rosary and, as always, I turned to Scripture. I opened my Bible spontaneously to numerous encouraging passages, many of which I included in the chapter Healing Scripture Passages in my book Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities, for the encouragement, fortitude, and consolation of others like you. I include a few here as well. Quote, "Though alive, I am among the dead. I can hear a man's voice, but I cannot see him." Raphael said, "Take courage. God has healing in store for you, so take courage." Tobit 5:10. And quote, "You shall find your tent secure, your sheepfold untouched when you come. You shall see your descendants multiply, your offspring grow like the grass in the fields. In ripe old age, you shall go to the grave." Job 5:24-26. Well, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back to talk more about healing in body, and we'll have more words of encouragement for you. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families.
you'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing in body. Another beautiful passage that gave me so much encouragement in the hospital is as follows, Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who marches before you. He will be with you and will never fail you or forsake you. So do not fear or be dismayed. End of quote. My prayer, my immersing myself in the Word of God in Scripture, my receiving Jesus in Holy Communion each day at the hospital, gave me great hope. One cannot have an infallible knowledge that he will recover, but I certainly had the sense and encouragement in my prayer that I surely would. It also needs to be said that there were numerous persons praying and interceding for me, and I am grateful. Thanks be to God and to these generous souls. Well, on approximately November 18th, my rash began to rapidly get better. What seemed to be the impossible happened very quickly. In a matter of just a few days, the rash was almost completely gone, healed, except for my lower legs. As a matter of fact, I was released from the hospital on Saturday, November 20th, and within another couple days, the rash was essentially gone, with the exception of a handful of blisters still finishing to heal. I do not see how anyone can deny God's all-powerful, all-merciful hand in this rapid recovery. Yes, miracles still happen. My platelets, which had dropped to 12,000 on November 17th, took a turn up later in the day to 19,000. By November 18th, they were up to 37,000. By November 22nd, they were up to 128,000. This was with no medical intervention, other than doctors trying to figure out what was going on. What was confirmed as a drug reaction to the moxifloxacin had apparently run its course, allowing for the healing. However, the speed of the recovery leads me to give glory to God, the author of saving acts. I continue to trust my infinitely loving Father in heaven, who is seeing to everything for my good, as he is most certainly seeing to everything for your good. Yes, he is the author of saving acts. Be assured, nothing can happen to me, nothing can happen to you or touch you unless and until your heavenly loving Father permits it. And he only permits in his loving providence that which will result in the ultimate good for you. His timing and providence in our lives is perfect. Listen, don't be afraid. Trust in God. You are a beloved son or daughter of your merciful Father, your loving God, Abba, your daddy. Call on him. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He will never abandon you. Never. And remember, you are God's masterpiece. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.